Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. Today's story comes from the book I am currently reading. Well, really, not from the book, they just referenced it. The book that I'm reading is titled God of Neverland and is written by Gamma Ray Martinez. As I said, the book I'm reading right now referenced today's story, which is actually a poem, and the poem is titled The Charge of the Light Brigade. So today we're going to read a short story about the Light Brigade, and also we're going to read the poem. The book the story comes from is titled True Stories of Wonderful Deeds, and is written by an unknown author. The poem is written by Sir Alfred Tennyson. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff, we have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Because they are easy, but because they are hard.
The Charge of the Light Brigade. Forward the light! Such was the order given during a great battle to the leader of a band of 600 British soldiers. Forward! And there in front was a line of cannon ready to shoot them down as they came, while on the hills on either side of the valley were the guns and riflemen of the Russians. "Surely someone has blundered. My men are sent to certain death," thought the leader of the Light Brigade. "Forward! Attack!" The order was repeated, and with the obedience of well-trained soldiers, the brigade started. Theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die, into the valley of death, rode the 600. On every side thundered the enemy's guns, and shot and shell fell thick and fast, but on through all rode the brave horsemen, on till they reached the cannon at the end of the valley. The smoke of the enemy's fire closed round and hid them from their watching comrades. But now and again the scarlet lines could be seen cutting down those who tried to stop their charge. Flashed all their sabers bare, flash as they turned in air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army while all the world wondered. And then only, when the strange order had been obeyed, when their duty had been nobly done in the face of death, did the Light Brigade, all that was left of it, turned to ride back. Alas, there were not then 600. Barely 200 brave men, wounded and blackened by smoke and powder, reached the British camp. The rest of the noble band lay dead or dying in the valley of death. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade, Noble 600. The Charge of the Light Brigade. Half a league, half a league, half a league onward, all in the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade, charge for the guns, he said, into the valley of death, rode the 600. Forward the Light Brigade. Was there a man dismayed? Not though the soldier knew someone had blundered. Theirs not to make reply, theirs not to reason why, theirs but to do and die. Into the valley of death rode the 600. Cannon to the right of them, cannon to the left of them, cannon in front of them, volleyed and thundered. Stormed at with shot and shell, boldly they rode and well, into the jaws of death, into the mouth of hell, rode the 600. Flashed all their sabers bare, flashed as they turned in air, sabering the gunners there, charging an army while all the world wondered. Plunged in the battery smoke, right through the line they broke. Cossack and Russian reeled from the saber's stroke, shattered and sundered. Then they rode back, but not the 600. Cannon to right of them, cannon to left of them, cannon behind them volleyed and thundered. Stormed at with shot and shell, while horse and hero fell, they that had fought so well came through the jaws of death, back from the mouth of hell, all that was left of them, left of 600. When can their glory fade? Oh, the wild charge they made. All the world wondered. Honor the charge they made. Honor the Light Brigade, noble 600.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the Space Shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a